When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network. Welcome to this week's
Rock, Paper, Scissors.
I think I have a name for this week's episode. Oh, people don't get upset if I don't remember the names of the person who sent it in.
Oh, so you see, that's it. So you don't remember, you don't come up with any of the names. They're from the list. I came up with a good one there on my own a few weeks ago.
Larita, you didn't.
I did. No, Larita, I did.
Larita, no, you only think you did.
No, and I definitely wrote it down and all. And it
was it a Mayo one?
No.
There's more important things
FC
to discuss.
FC Utrecht. There's some really good Irish ones coming in
I
now.
I don't think that's part of your talent, Hector, is choosing
Tommy,
the names.
You wouldn't know what my talent is at this stage.
I also like Clifton Thorburn.
Yes. There's some magnificent ones.
Larita,
keep them coming in.
So this was it. So the team is called Burham Woods. Is that right?
Borham Woods.
They're in the and I came up with Burham Woods, like Burr.
Okay. Again, that's not part
of
your
right,
gifts.
Larita.
Borham Woods.
I came up with that by myself when I was watching the FA Cup.
Myself and Tommy, you'll continue on the...
No, it's just me, Hector.
No, it's not you, because I swear, you cannot dominate these.
Hector, stop pretending that you're more superior to me in the name department. He knows he's more superior than
what was the name of the first ever podcast?
Who cares? No, I have questions about Larita's face.
I know, stop. I was like,
Larita, you got out of a taxi and me and Tommy were across the road and we went, hello.
She was either out gallivanting all night.
Oh, if I did and I was looking this well, I'd be happy.
But you look gorgeous, Larita. I think we're contractually obliged to say that.
Larita, you look beautiful.
No, stop. Now, I got my makeup done professionally for the first time.
When?
Not for the first time.
Like it's 11 o'clock in the morning now.
Yeah, I know. At half nine this morning, I was in the hairdresser.
We would never have a gift like that.
I was in the hairdresser's and the makeup place, whatever you call it. And the girl did my makeup first and then I got my hair done.
Now, can I ask you a few questions about just getting the makeup done? When you went into her.
Yes.
And she went...
I had no makeup on.
Yeah, you went into her and she took...
At half nine.
She took a look at you and went, all right.
I said, you have a big job. I said, Chloe, you have a big job in your hands today. And she was like, oh, that's fine.
Did you tell her what you wanted?
No, I just said...
What?
No, I just said...
Just do
makeup.
Me.
Just put makeup on me and make me look presentable.
But you didn't say, I want me cheekbones this sort
no,
of...
No,
they know. They know
because
what they're
doing. They go by your skin tone, I think, and what you were like... I mean,
but you must be able to get different things done to your face.
Yeah, like what?
Did she ask you what type of function you're going to so she would represent the makeup for the function?
Yes, I said, I'm going to a Mayo function. Could you do my eyes green and red? And my fucking cheeks red.
Yeah. Up Mayo.
Yeah, up Mayo for my eyelashes.
I don't understand. You must be able to get different things done to your
face.
Yeah,
you probably can. Like,
but why didn't you say... I wasn't
assertive enough or something. I just went in and said...
You not assertive enough?
Yes.
As an experiment, was it?
It was too early in the morning. I said, I'm going to a lunch. Can you do my makeup?
Did she ask you what colour dress you're wearing?
No, she didn't give a fuck what colour dress I was wearing. And I said...
And what colour dress are you wearing?
Not sure.
Are you going to wear pants?
What sort of outfit is it?
It's a lunchtime thing and I'm not sure, but I'm going with my breasticles out.
Do you have to look ridey first?
Yeah, I think so. You always have to look
ridey. At a midday function in Dublin?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think this is appropriate or inappropriate?
Fingery, anyway, if not right.
Fingery. Righty nails.
Fingery and sounds like a village in Tyrone, doesn't it?
And it's driving through Fingery last week.
Fingery, it probably is.
Fingery. It's probably far side or a halibut.
I was talking about another nuke and down from Fingery.
I know mommy life. Lived in born and bred in Fingery.
Fingery, it does sound like a bit.
You're going to a lunchtime function in Dublin.
To raise funds for the Mayo
Association. I was out the other night.
Whoa, this is huge.
Oh, slow.
The Mayo Association annual lunch.
Who the fuck are the Mayo Association?
Because we are, like, Mayo people have obviously dispersed all over the
you're
world.
You're not the fucking Rohingya.
This isn't Davos.
You're not the Rohingya.
It's not Davos. It's not a meeting of the world's greatest leaders.
It is the meeting of the world's greatest Mayo people. So last year, my CEO in the hospice, Martina Jennings, was the Mayo Person of the Year. They pick a Mayo Person of the Year every year. And then she has to hand over.
Is there a runner-up or something? Or?
No, there's not. And then she has to hand over the award to the next person.
Are there nominations for the Mayo?
Yes.
So Martina's handing over her crown today.
Today, yes. And
and who's in the running?
I got invited to a table. No, I'm not. No. It's a man from up Hollymountway who did something with defibrillators. In fairness, it's probably a much more worthy cause than. So I got invited to a table. A big accountancy firm invited me to the table. I'm not sure why.
One of those SPBBs or one of those KGMFs.
Something like that. So I'm going to the table with them. I'm bringing my brother with me.
Joe the
plumber.
Because the beloved probably wouldn't be fully, entirely welcome at a Mayo Association lunch. I know I'm only messing. He probably doesn't want to go either. Moving on, anyway.
No. This is great.
It's fascinating.
Who's going to be at it? Like, is it the real power brokers of Mayo?
Will there be prayers?
I'll get drunk and I'll go. The last time I was at it, I had business cards for the hospice. I was going around firing them into every man's pocket that was there. There'll be lunch and in the Four Seasons.
And would the card say stuff like, Mayo Hospice, a great place to die?
No, maybe I might get those updated now, hospice ones.
You are going to the Four Seasons.
It's the Intercontinental now, I apologise.
Well, you've picked the right venue for the function. And we've been speaking about functions for the last couple of weeks.
So this is the Dublin Association, the Mayo Association in Dublin.
Powerful people.
So there's like a Mayo Association in Manchester, in London, in New York, and in Chicago.
Sounds arrogant and depressing at the same time.
And it's just going to be discussing how great Mayo is as a place to live and how...
And why you all don't live there.
Yes.
And how well you've done once you got out of there.
Yeah.
I remember my parents going to these Vintners Association functions, and then I remember these Mead Association dinner dances.
But is there actually
dances.
Mead Association?
There is a Mead Association in New York, and there's one... I remember I went to one in Castle Bellingham. There was a castle
I thought you were
there.
Going to say Castle Bar.
These types of functions... These are subversive, coercive, underground fundraisers for lots of things.
Are they fundraisers? Do I have to buy tickets?
Is it a fundraiser?
I don't have a clue, to be honest.
Your eyes.
My eyes.
Back to the makeup. Your eyes.
No, forget about the makeup.
You're bang on trend here with the smoky eyes.
That's what I asked her. I did say to her, for a smoky eye, that would be great.
You look great. Are you looking forward to this?
Put the eyelashes on. I always look forward to social things. Like, I look forward to it. It'll be great fun. I'll meet loads of people.
Where are you sleeping tonight?
In a hotel.
Okay, and are you... So the plan is to get...
I slept in the hotel last night. There was roadworks outside the fucking door for the whole night. But anyway, it was fine. I went to sleep at 8 o'clock. And then...
You got a good run at it.
I did. And then tonight I'll probably be in bed at 8 o'clock as well.
Tell me this.
Probably drunk.
Are you ready for the morning after, like, the hangover, the sitting on the end of the bed going, God, I've got to drive the whole way back to Mayo?
You're a Dior-like girl, aren't you?
Yeah, Dior-like is what I need. But they don't sell them anymore. I think, I don't know, was it Brexit's fault or someone's fault, but you can't buy Dior-like in Ireland.
They got rid
anymore.
Of that, like, they got rid of Gripe Water.
St. John's Wort.
It's gone. The whole thing is St. John's Wort.
I have a question for you. I was out last weekend with my beloved, and he was sitting in one side of the bar with other people talking to them. And I wanted to watch the Mayo match. It was on the telly. So I went into another section of the bar and I went drinking with six lads for the whole night. And I didn't go back near my husband at all for the night. Is that appropriate for a married woman or? Like, there was no, like, you know, there was no.
You don't have to say that, Lucy. Obviously, there was no.
I wasn't. I didn't like
fingering or anything like that.
So,
did you go in and back? Did you go back out going, I'm in here?
I did once and he didn't really care. So I was like, well, I'm not going in back in now again.
What is the thing about...
You're supposed to behave differently when you're married than you would before you got married. That's okay. You wouldn't be jealous or annoyed.
But he didn't want to watch the match. You did. So you went into another room full of men and just had a few pints there.
I just drank with them. They bought me.
Was he in eye contact? Was he in eye contact?
No eye contact.
Did he come in and check on you?
No, didn't move.
Maybe that's a type of relationship. I
matter of fuck. Anyway, come to me. You were up all night, Hector, trying to get tickets for
Love Island. Oh, Love Island is on about four televisions in my house now. It's on record. It's recorded. It's about 19 hours of Love Island recorded.
It's back on, is it?
It's back on.
In South Africa or somewhere, yeah, is
if
it?
If it's not on in one room, it's on in the other.
And I didn't commit to it this year now.
The younger lad says, I go in here, go on, I think I'm going to play a bit of a game. I'm going to play Xbox. I go in. It's no more Xbox he's watching. He's watching Love Box.
Mm.
He's watching Love Box Villa, and it's funny the way the younger lad is embracing it now.
And is there actual writing on Love Island?
I don't know.
Under the covers, at night when the lights go off, you see a bit.
But
of
it's just, it's portraying, I don't know, the bodies on these lads. Like,
wouldn't you love if some lad went in from Ireland with a fine porter belly on him and a big set of chunky legs and a fine
and
big
a GA
chest,
lad, yeah.
A big hairy back on him, and go in then.
And
how
going round in the flip flops and the O'Neill shorts,
yeah,
and a big beard.
And
belly.
A woman with a nice bit of.
And timber.
Meat on, a bit of timber,
yeah,
on, yeah.
But they won't.
No.
It's actually, I'm getting turned off completely looking at it, because the bodies, like, you can only look at them bodies so often. Like,
before what?
It's just ridiculous. No, it's just ridiculous.
They're all made up.
The lads all sitting around chirping away, and every one of them looks like a male
pecs,
model.
Yeah.
That's not a real world. Anyway.
But Hector, you're of an age, like, that's
not a real world.
I know,
Tommy.
Sure, Tommy, like, every
bodies
age.
Aren't like that, Tommy.
Not all 20-year-olds look like
no.
Supermodel girls, and
no,
not all 20-year-old
lads. No, but it's for people. Love Island is a programme for people in their 20s.
Yeah.
Do you know, we're in our 50s, Hector, now. We need different. We're more ear to
what
the ground.
There's a new programme
this week
coming
we're
out.
In Boris and Osrey with people who built their house out of banana skins.
I love ear to the ground. I love it.
What do you like about it?
Oh, I just like the countryside and the grass and the trees.
When your one walks through a cattle shed and the smell of slurry.
Oh, I love it. That's our kind of program.
This week we were with Damien Nugent at his farm in Enniscorthy.
You know, or the semi-finals of the German Masters Snooker.
Oh.
That's our television.
Look, I don't know, but it's on all over the house. But anyway, last night I was 11:30 at night trying to go through the mocks for Irish are on. And I swear to God, and I love the Irish.
The young fella under pressure.
I love the Irish language. I'm passionate about the Irish language.
Yes.
I got a C in honours in the Leaving. I couldn't write for love or money or understand Tishil Ginnijach's Sair Briher, Amtsir Neamh Rialta, the amount of stuff that they have to do.
The Mochan Eilach.
One of the... I'm going to have to get this off my chest.
I wrote a young one once called Mochan Eilach.
Was she good at
she
Irish?
Was from, where was she from? Where was
Ennis Diamond.
Ennis Diamond. The Kneelocks of Ennis Diamond.
She was hefty.
It was all fast forward, was it?
She was hefty, but she was gamey.
By me tacht a nocht.
Oh, yeah.
Chucky me a morach.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you...
You've real fluency there, Hector.
But you see, my...
So tell us about the...
So in the Leaving Cert Irish, there is a drama called An Triail.
Oh.
Based on a 1960s
short... Mór an Éagraide.
Based on a 1960s piece written by that lady, Maureen Egliada, about life for an a single woman who falls pregnant by a school teacher who has the baby, who then commits suicide and kills the baby.
Oh, charming
so
old
it's a
story.
Lovely, it's a charming old story to be doing at 11 o'clock at night, asking a young lad to how do you think Ireland was in the 1960s after reading this? So that's what we were doing last night. An Triail. It is the greatest, I swear, if that is to... It's dark. If that is to enthuse and excite the students around the country, it's a shambles.
It's a bit of a hop from Peg.
Peg would be like Narnia. Peg is like a Disney compared to this story. And last night, we were going through it, and then going through it. And then another one was about the whistleblowers and Maurice McCabe and all about that. And then answer the questions in Irish. It is the
Moncon McGann should be... on the syllabus for the Leaving
Cert. It's most mundane.
32 words for
boring.
Feeling.
Jesus Christ, the Irish language.
Heavy.
It's heavy. It's very heavy on the students of the country. And there we were last night, struggling through it. And I can speak Irish, but am I really good at any of that stuff? Going back into, find out the Sair Briher and the adjectives and the Tishil Gin. What is the Tishil Ginnijach? When a noun hits a noun. And I was going...
Is Tishil Ginnijach, I would, if I was going to be doing that, I would be doing it this way.
No, that's like the past perfect continuous.
Oh, yeah. I had pleasant pluperfect.
The Tishel Ginnadach and all this. And they're going, I'm looking at his face.
But what does that mean, Tishel Ginnadach?
The Tishel Ginnadach is when you...
It's a declension, the genitive declension.
Declenching? Did you just use the word...
Declension.
I thought you said degenerative.
I just thought it was really... I was struggling. He was struggling. What? We were Googling an awful
lot. Is he under pressure? Is the young fellow under pressure?
I think, but he doesn't get a grasp of it. His spoken Irish is good.
For the leaving, is he under pressure?
No, I don't know. I think he'll just get into it. But like sitting there last night, you're trying to cram this stuff in and it's not interesting. It is not interesting. Is the leaving cert supposed to be bloody interesting? Jesus Christ almighty.
Well, school isn't interesting.
I came out of there and I said to me missus, I said, I think I need a grind in Irish after that. Ring somebody and get me a grind in Irish because I haven't a clue what's going on out
and
there.
And she was of no help at all, was she, Hector?
Oh, no, but it's Irish.
It was of no help at all.
What was she doing while you were fucking doing the leaving cert again?
We were watching a new thing on Netflix about this girl who goes missing in Malaga, this 5-year-old girl called Snowflake, La Chica del Nieve. Have you seen it?
No.
A true story based on the best-selling novel about this 5-year-old who goes down to the town to watch the procession on the 6th of January for the wise men with the mum and dad.
King's Day?
No, Snowflake.
No, King's Day is the 6th of January in Spain.
Yes, La Noche de Reyes, yes. The King's Day. They fire sweets out.
The Noche would be the night.
Yes, La Noche de los Reyes.
But you're getting good at Spanish.
Y la chica joven esto de 5 años de Málaga a Maya. She goes missing. He goes to buy her a...
Did you say it was a true story?
Well, it's based on a true novel and it's a...
Whoa. It's based on a book that was actually written as opposed to it's a true story.
I'm not sure what it is, but it's brilliant.
Okay. Based on a true
Larita,
novel.
You're going to love
this. Is this based on the you're little
gonna,
one from...
I'm not sure it's what it is, but... And
they all talk like that.
He does it, but that's what he's doing. Lo más importante es que la niña está desaparecido.
¿Dónde está la niña?
Una niña de 5 años ha desaparecido en Málaga.
Dos veces, por favor.
Ahora. se estrenó en Netflix este febrero. La chica del nieve. La historia de Amaya Núñez García. 5 años ha desaparecido. 16 años después. And all the police officers have that deep voice.
She's missing the girl.
It's gripping. It's brilliant. It's very good.
So it's a series, is it?
It's a series. And that's what...
Is it not stressful to watch something like that? Even
yeah, we don't watch it after 11 o'clock and we can't sleep a wink. The two of us.
You've a cut-off point.
We've a cut-off point.
And change to something else then? Something a bit light.
And I head up to Eurosport then for half an hour to detox. But as I said to Dimon, I came in from the Irish and I said, I need a grind after this. It's just not fair on the students. So anyone who's in the Department of Education, please, I know you give them marks now for their spoken Irish, but please put a little bit of begraw and excitement back into the fucking Irish language. Give it a bit more of...
I love it when you get passionate about words. It's just
I say they're going
inspiring.
To give up the homework now. They're going to cut out homework.
Well, as Wayne
that's
said, in 6
idea.
Months' time, I'm out of here. He said, I'm done.
He doesn't care.
He said, in 6 months, that's it.
Tell us about you were looking for tickets for...
The annual teenage fest of all fests is launching today.
The killing of the teenagers.
It is the mass...
Where every year, a few are sacrificed
in a park in Rathfarnham.
They'd be left in a field.
And then I get the phone calls at 1 o'clock in the morning. Dad, how do we get a taxi here to the hotel?
So the it's hotel, just, would you mind?
They sound very dependent on you, Hector. And I feel like if you're in court...
Your young lads never went off the longitude, Tommy. Because when your young lads were young lads, there was oxygen.
No, but a couple of my young lads went off to oxygen and never came back.
But it seems to me, just from listening to you, there's a touch of the Triana about you.
Isn't it the touch of my mother?
Yeah, just always available.
That's the problem with parenting now. We're fucking always available.
Men are the new mothers.
Yeah.
Now, we're soft touches. We spoke about this.
But you're always available. Why?
That's because I know Dublin like the back of my hand. And if my young lads go to Dublin, they'll get the same introduction. I know every little nook and cranny. I drove through Royalto today. Down by the Bird Flanagan's.
Royalto.
I went by the Bird Flanagan's and came all the way down the North Cirque. And it was magnificent.
The North Cirque.
No, he's so... Like, get a load of his...
Across Dunmore Road, Dunmore Avenue, down. It was just...
North Cirque. So he sends out, like, trends.
He'd be writing for Fair City next. come here to me.
I came down by the stadium.
But you're too available for your children.
Well, what should he say?
Tommy, the 17-year-old wants tickets for Longitude.
No, you. How do you know Dublin so well? It wasn't because Mickey or Trina
kept answering
were at the
phone.
Other end of a phone giving you information. You knew Dublin because you were left here and you had to discover it for yourself.
I had to fend for
and
myself.
And you are not doing the same favour to your children.
Tommy, you're there is a busload of youngsters going up from Galway to Longitude.
Leave them. Whoever comes back, comes back.
Yeah, and if they don't.
If they don't.
He was there going, what about a
Galway? Nervous parents waiting in Clare Galway.
He was there going to
like,
me.
Waiting for fishermen to come back back onto the island. There's one, two, three.
He was there going, Dad, Parnell Street. What about Parnell Square? What about Parnell Street? What about Talbot Street for accommodation?
Oh, stay away from us.
Oh, would you let them at it, Hector?
He said, there's a B&B. There's a B&B in Talbot Street.
Are you on the estrogen pastures? What's happening to you? Are you taking?
I fucking need oestrogen after that bloody thing last night with the Tishal Ginnijock. Anyway, Longitude tickets are out. I said to him,
but they're not go camping. Can you not go camping anymore, kids? No.
Yeah, they'll camp in the Phoenix Park. Yeah, and just head off something. Look at
that's it. Yeah.
They'll be fine.
They'll be found in the back of a Fiat Fiori.
There's 33 of them going up, so let them at it.
Yeah, totally.
And then the other fellas off to Greece after leaving for 10 days.
And you probably know Greece very well.
I'm going over to Greece with them. Myself and Clive are going to be on a balcony in a neighbouring apartment block with the binoculars. But anyway, that's parenting for you.
Yeah, but I think it's time you took a step back from your
Did you do any?
You're over loving them and you're doing them no favours at all. It's about time you put a bit of distance. Let them fend for themselves.
When you have a young lad who comes into the room and goes, Dad, will you help me here with the Tishal Ginnijock?
I say, fuck off.
If you don't know it yourself.
maybe.
No, they're no better than to ask me for advice on homework. See, I don't think the kids should be getting homework. And the kids would say to me, Dad, we shouldn't be getting homework. We're in school from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock. Why are they giving us homework?
Yes.
And what do you say?
Overloading them.
I have to say, you're absolutely right. You shouldn't be getting homework.
Well, what do teachers actually do in the class? What do they do? And then they just load the homework up at night time.
It's awful bad.
And then bring
a lot of teachers now spend rubbing up against the blackboard and the desk. A lot of them are just filthy people. Teachers.
We had one teacher and his name was Itchy Balls.
Was he?
Was he always scratching himself?
Was he scratching away in front of you?
Oh, full time, squinkling below.
Squinkling?
Or doing whatever, putting his... rummaging.
So that was it. That was busy. So look, he's in the middle of the mocks and could look to them all in the middle of the mock.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
It's
an awful word for an exam anyway.
I used Yonder for the first time last night.
Oh.
Do either of you know what Yonder is?
Yonder, it's a TV subscription, is it?
No, it's not.
Yonder is an app.
No, it's not.
Yonder is a device.
Yeah, kind of, Hector. You're getting close. Getting warm. He's getting warm.
Yonder is a device that tells you...
What? It's Yonder. They think we're Yonder.
Yonder tells you where you are.
It's a way... What it is that for people who don't have the courage to have an affair...
What?
Huh? Yeah. So it's like Tinder.
Not Tinder, but it's
yonder. It's yonder. What happens is...
Are you making this up now?
Yes. So, no, but it's yonder is the thing where you... say you're kind of, you want to have a sexual experience with somebody else, but you don't be cheating on your partner.
How would that work?
What happens is that you go on yonder and you agree to...
Virtual insanity.
You agree to connect with somebody.
Is that person out yonder?
Yeah, they're out. So they'd be say, you're separated from each other by right. quite a distance. So, and you just fiddle with yourselves while looking at the other person. And it's a way of having an affair.
Oh, but you're doing it yourself?
Yeah, but you're just looking. So I say it
was... Is it like called porn?
Can you put them up full screen or what do you do?
Yeah, well,
would it be like porn?
So I was in my hotel. I was in Brooks Hotel last night.
Yeah.
And I went on yonder and I got this young one then. She went into the car park across the and we were both fiddling.
I thought you were going to say she was.
We were both fiddling with ourselves. And it was just, there was no.
Where were you? On the bed.
And was there a video?
I was at the window. No, I was at the window. So you have to be able to see each other.
Oh, you have to see
each other. Were you tugging away at the window?
I was tugging away.
And what were you saying?
I was just saying. Never mind.
I can't see him.
Yeah, tell
light.
Us what you were saying.
I'm behind the Ford Focus.
No, you don't. You connect on the phone.
But you're talking to each other.
Would you listen to me, Hector? You connect on the phone.
Is it like FaceTime?
Okay.
Would you let me speak?
Right, go on.
So you connect on the phone and then I said, I'll be in my bedroom at 11:30. And she says, I'll be in the car park
across
at 11:45. So I stand at the window of my bedroom and she stands across
the window. Did you pull the net curtain back?
Yeah, and then I fiddle with myself and she fiddles with herself.
Was she standing in the car park?
Yeah, and we look at each other fiddling with one another. So,
and I see like, good visuals on you.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't be ruining my makeup for fuck's sake.
And tell me, what were you saying? Like, is it more an oral feast, or what were you?
You don't understand. Sometimes you have a kind of.
If I'm looking 60 yards across, what time of night was it? How could you see her? Was she standing under the light?
What I already said 11:30, 11:45.
Yeah. So come on.
So we're not on the phone to another. We connect on the phone. Then you leave the phone on the bed, and I stand there.
That's ridiculous, Tommy. For
and what if
sake.
Some other poor
yonder.
What if some
and where was getting you aroused? Standing at the net curtain with a rope open off you.
And I was just looking at her. Was
it the taxi driver going? There's Tommy again.
I don't know what's funnier. Is it Hector's understanding of it or yours?
You're standing at a window, pulling yourself off,
yes.
looking at a girl.
Stop.
Who's down at the car park?
She crossed the way in the car park.
And what's she doing? She's squatting down or lying on the bonnet of a Yaris.
A Yaris, yeah.
I'm not sure this concept is going to take off.
How many people? What's the app?
That is not yonder. Yonder is.
That's Tommy's imagination.
Yonder's
that's
a good name for it.
Yonder is a thing where. I'm sure you've heard of this.
I've heard of it.
Where people go to gigs and they put their phone. In a bag.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. You brought this up months ago.
Yes, so I'm the first Irish.
Did you do it?
I don't believe it.
To do it.
And did you do it last night?
I did it last night.
And
it was fantastic.
I don't believe it.
Say, Vicar Street, there was 1,100 people there. So we have somewhere between 1,100 and 1,300 bags.
Wow.
And it's a patented thing. It's people are notified beforehand to say that this is going to be an operation, and the reason for it is to give everybody a better experience. And people, you'll pay more attention to the show when you don't have access to your phone. And you go in, and there's staff there. So we hire in extra staff. We have to pay for the bags. It's not cheap. You put your phone into this thing, and you're like there's a kind of a magnetic thing that shuts.
Yeah.
Yes.
And only the staff can open it. So you go in, say, in Vicar Street last night, you go into the bar and you put your phone into this device.
Yeah.
It snaps shut.
Is it like a little handbag? Can you carry it around
yeah.
with you?
Yeah, you carry it with you, but you have no access to your phone until after the gig. So nobody...
The staff are the only one that can open it
yeah,
again.
Nobody was on their phone last night at the show.
Tommy.
And it was incredible.
Tommy, did people...
Just to focus... Now, I went to see Bob Dylan... So I've heard, there's American comics who do it, Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart, Chris Rock. And I'd heard about, I went to see Bob Dylan down in the Three Arena and he did it. We had to put our phones in.
Wow.
And you don't have your phone and you're just at the show. It's like fucking 1990.
How did you tell the patrons who were coming in last night?
They're all contacted on email.
So they knew it was happening.
They knew it was happening.
And was there anyone who disagreed?
A few people were there. I don't have a phone.
What sort of they a all, they all where were like they outside the Bird Flanagan's and Royal though?
Nobody complained. There's a few people now who have special wristbands because they need their phones on beside them. For example, if you're deaf and have a hearing aid, there's an app on your phone that controls the volume. So they need their phones. There are diabetic people who have but they all come in with special wristbands.
It was all good. How did you feel walking out on stage as the incredible. First Irish comedian? And I know you.
Well, my opening act, the amazing John Cleary, was the first Irish comedian to experience it.
Did you feel
and
that
he did he notice
he
the
said,
difference?
I met him for breakfast this morning and he said he could feel the attention. He said people were just looking at him going...
Because there was nothing else to look at.
Yeah, let's do the show.
Yeah, and there was nobody videoing it.
Let's have brilliant. A laugh. Let's have a laugh.
Let's be committed to this.
Tommy,
it was amazing.
You were interested in this a while back, so it was good to actually put it into practice.
It's funny you brought this
up. I do think
up.
The other yonder, there's score. Yeah. For people who don't want to have affairs...
Sure, it's going to take off.
You just stand near somebody... And play with yourself.
I think that's, you could probably just access that on your computer or on your phone.
Peeping Tom would be another app like that.
No, but because the person the person you're peeping at is peeping at you.
Oh, that's sick, Tommy. Oh, yeah, that's not normal.
You're in the lovely warmth of a hotel.
And she's in a car park.
Jesus Christ, it sounds like
and
something.
And do you pay each other?
No, it's like Tinder.
It's like-minded people.
Say now, a young woman like yourself, Rita,
tonight in the Four Seasons,
you're young, free, and single, and you have
you're not young, free, and single. I'm attached and I have a load of children.
Okay, but you're just horny for a bit of strange, as my father would say. Are you getting any strange, Tom? So you're horny, but you don't want to have an affair.
Right.
And you want to keep your distance.
Yeah. So what you might do, you'd stand at the window of your hotel and say maybe there's a park across the way.
Right.
And you'd meet a fella on yonder and he says, I'm going to stand beside a tree and pull myself off at 11:30 tonight. And you say, well, I'll be in the bed. I'll be standing in the window of my hotel room with my hands down my pants.
Yeah.
Looking for trouble. And the two of us can do it to each other.
But you can't see them.
No, you see, you're not
of
getting
of course
any.
You can see them.
But your tummy, like, what's he going to stand in the park with the fucking flash lamp over him?
One is I
in
don't the, think you look, understand one, the concept. One,
yeah, tell me,
I'll give you a concept. One is standing in a nice warm hotel and the other person's outside in the lash and hailstones of rain and you think that's sexy? That's disturbing. That is quite disturbing.
Yeah, Tommy, that's weird.
Tommy, there's something dark coming out of you here now that you
look,
think
it could be
standing at a...
So I'm the man, right? I'm the man who's agreed and I'm standing
in the park. So you've gone on yonder
and you bring
your details.
Right. But you don't have to be in a park. You could be in a hotel across the street.
Yes, okay.
And the two of you could be in hotel rooms.
So what if you go into a hotel room and across the street there's a guard station, right? And then
a Chinese guard station.
No, just an ordinary guard station, right? So maybe a guard would be on yonder and you'd be in your hotel room.
Yes.
And he'd go up to the function room or to the conference room and he'd stand in his window with the light on and you'd stand in your window with the light on.
Or you get the light off and just be silhouetted doing it.
So what is the basic rules of yonder?
No touching.
Yourself.
No touching other people.
Yeah. Tinder has 576 million daily users.
This would have worked really well.
Many users of yonder.
What?
Many users of yonder.
Well, I haven't paid it yet, but...
into Dragon's Den with you. That's what you
can't do yonder on your own.
I just don't see the
it's like a wandering, a little, like, yonder.
Could it work in somewhere like the Apple Green?
They could call it Wanker, W-A-N-K-R. But I think yonder's a nicer name.
If I was the one in the car park or in the petrol station or in the fucking car park.
We're just trying to get a grip
or in the park or wherever I was. I'm outside exposed in the natural light of the night.
Yes, you're out in the...
And as somebody walks past and I'm there fucking fiddling with myself. But would that look a bit weird?
No, but you're not understanding. I'm just saying that last night I just happened to be in a hotel room facing a car park.
Okay.
But it could be... But
that person was in a car park.
This is what happens when the same person across the room.
I feel so misunderstood.
He spends.
Well, I can see
this is what happens when a man spends 100 days in the same hotel. This is what happens.
His imagination
the net curtain,
is gone.
He's at the window now every night,
fever
looking
pitch.
Down. Going,
listeners are screaming at their phones now, going, "Why do ye not understand it? It's not compulsory that one person is inside and one person is outside. Both people
why
could be.
I understand that.
Both people could be outside. Both people could be inside.
But once there's visual contact.
Generally, when I'm in a hotel room, I'm looking at the fans or the back of the fucking hotel. There's not normally people standing.
Give me fucking Playboy magazine or Hustler. It's far for it. Go back to the old days, Tommy. That is just complicated.
Well, I'm just looking for investors.
Well, I think you need to develop a couple of those.
I'm looking for 10% of my business for €150,000 in Yonder.
So Yonder was the first stand-up to do it, and it was amazing. I've been thinking about this for a long time. I've been fascinated by it.
Well, we discussed it a couple of months ago. Yeah.
Like Dylan did, Bob Dylan did this thing, I think I told you, where people were just filming his shows and he stopped the show. And the funny thing is there's footage of it. Right? He stopped the show and he walked to the front of the stage and he says, I can either pose for photographs or I can play my music. I can't do both. Make up your minds.
Yeah, brilliant.
And people started clapping. And then what he did was, in a couple of shows in California, he turned the lights on the audience. So he performed two shows near Santa Monica in silhouette. So the audience came in, show was about to start, and instead of the light hitting the stage stayed dark and the lights shone full force on the audience.
Why do you think he did that?
He did that to stop people filming. And then he started using Yonder. And then I started reading about people like Dave Chappelle doing it and Chris Rock. And they were saying, it's just brilliant.
That's excellent.
They own the Yonder company own the patent of it. So then they're an American company. So we had to contact America.
Oh, because they didn't have it here.
Because they own they have it copyrighted.
Oh, yeah.
So
I wonder what copyright they have, Tommy. Why? Because I watch Dragon's Den religiously. What copyright have they got for sealing a bag?
It's hard to know, but they do it.
Because I could call another one called Mala.
Yeah, yeah.
Why can't you have your own bag?
Mala.
Called Mala. And have your own strip.
I'm sure at some stage an Irish company will do it.
No, but sure, that's the whole point of copyright. Sure, they couldn't do that.
Well, that's why I want to know why they have a patent or why they have copyright.
Which bit of it do they have patent?
Yes. Is it the magnetic
seal? Because it really is.
The name or?
It's a soft pouch that your phone fits into, that closes shut, kind of like using the security tags in a shop, and it's magnetised, and the only people that can open it are the Yonder staff. So we had to contact America, and they said, well, how many do you want? And we said, well, there's 1,100 people coming to the show. It's expensive. It's fucking expensive. And they're able to charge what they feel is a fair price because they're the only people doing it. But then you think, okay,
how did they get them over here then? Or what?
I don't know, but all I know is that they were at the venue. But if you think, say, there was 1,100 people at the show last night and they're charging, it's not tuppence or threepence per
bag.
A
good portion of the percentage.
Yeah, and then you think, okay, say I'm doing a couple of shows in the Marquee in Cork in the summer and you're thinking, okay, there's going to be 4,000 people at that show. Am I going to be paying...
And you can't buy the bags, can you?
Thousands.
No. You can't buy them off them.
You know, you rent them.
Isn't it a pity if you could buy them, then you'd have them and then you'd have your staff to...
The people leaving the venue last night, do you think they had a proper, proper show? Like compared to...
Oh, yeah.
That mobile phone is such a...
I think they had a bit... I think the general feeling was it was a... I know from going to see Bob Dylan and my phone was away, two things. I was totally... When you can't access your phone, you don't have that. Like I was doing the show last week in Vicar Street, and 3/4 of the way through the show, I saw this woman take out her phone, and she's in the front row. And what I usually do is I will see somebody on their phone, either filming or looking up stuff, you know, and I say I'll give them a beat. So I kind of badly when I'm talking, and a person's on the phone, and say, okay, I won't address that right now. I'll just, you know, keep talking, blah, blah, blah. And I'll look back to them a minute later. And if they're still on their phone, I kind of go, okay, right now. Nah, 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 nah. And then I look, if they're still on it, I stop. I go, hey, look, come on. I'm trying to deliver a show.
Yeah, of course.
These people have paid good money and it's very distracting when somebody's on their...
First of all, the light is on.
She was on Instagram. She wasn't checking babysitters or...
But it should be happening in restaurants and everything because it's such a distraction. You go out for dinner as well, you're tempted to be on your phone instead of talking to the person that's with you and all of that.
So then you disrupt the whole show, the flow of the show, you stop the show.
And you immerse yourself without your phone because then you're getting fully into the...
I understand that some acts don't mind it. Like I was at a concert in Vicar Street there before Christmas, amazing musician, and people just had their phones out and they were filming... And it was weird because they were... So your man is up on stage. It was Mick Flannery and he's such an amazing artist and one of the best songwriters I've ever come across. And he's up there and he's playing his stuff. And I'm up on the balcony looking at people, and people are holding their phones up in the air, and they're not looking at Mick.
Yeah,
they're looking at their phone to see what they're recording.
Yeah, but why are we gone that bad?
What do they do? They have.
It's the same at a dance club. It's the same in dancing.
No, but he is able to do his craft. He is able to be at the piano and be singing, and it doesn't bother him. But stand up is different. I am not, and I'm not the only stand up. I am one of thousands who just can't cope with being fucking filmed.
Yeah, but you're talking to the audience, you see, so you know what I mean? Like, when you're singing,
intimacy. Listen, it has begun. The Yonder.
The Patent thing is interesting.
Two interesting patents, one Yonder and Tommy's Yonder.
Well,
Yonder.
I was going to bring a patent into this country as something I'd seen abroad. I've seen a few things, and I've often thought Roscoe tried to bring in, which, okay, just a couple of patents. One thing we saw in Manchester, I was doing a hanging with Hector with Keith Duffy. He was in Coronation Street.
You really get to meet the best of people.
Yeah. Keith Duffy. How are you?
Really? I mean, Keith Duffy. Me and you, Larissa, we are in the halfpenny place. He's operating.
I'm going to a Mayo Association lunch and you're having lunch with Keith Duffy.
I had a walk on part on Coronation Street. I'm in the Rover's Return. I've never told you this, but I'm breaking the fucking news. Yes, I was in it.
Show us episode. I want the number. I saw somebody put on Twitter.
I was in the Rover's Return
the other day.
Drinking
Let's watch
a pint
it from
of
the
bitter
start.
In one of the scenes in Coronation Street. All right? If you want to know the story, I'll tell you. Look, I've got so many stories to tell you.
I love the same.
Sometimes they don't come out because you might sneer that I'm in Manchester doing this.
Come on,
show.
It's better when we're sneering. Go on. So tell us about
the Keith Duffy. What was he like?
Keith Duffy's huge star at the time. Keith Duffy played your man. He was, what was his name in Coronation Street? He spent 3 years in Coronation Street.
I don't know.
As the young Irish lad. Okay. So anyway, I was over there with Keith Duffy, hanging with Hector. You were one of my guests, Tommy, as well. Bertie Ahern, Shea Given at Newcastle, all that.
As Tommy said, you meet all the big ones.
Oh, yeah.
All the big stars.
I flew to New York with Tommy.
Were you overall meeting Keith Duffy?
I hung around with Keith Duffy in Manchester for
did you know him
4 or 5
that?
Days with Roscoe.
Did you know him before that?
No, I'd met him once or twice at a few functions. But anyway, we were on the set of Coronation Street for 2 days in a row. And then I asked, could I get a part in the background drinking a pint of bitter in one of his scenes? And then we did it. But we were walking through Manchester with Keith Duffy in about 2003-04. And then we saw this shop with these amazing beanbags. And I mean amazing looking beanbags. And I said, and they're called Buddha bags. And we went in and we started talking and Keith bought one for his apartment and we went back and we filmed it as an apartment and we sat in the two Buddha bags. And Roscoe, meanwhile, was rolling the camera all the time. And in Roscoe's head, good old Roscoe was going, these aren't in
I keep getting mixed up between your cameraman and your dog. The dog is called?
Rocco.
Rocco. And the cameraman
you know
is
Roscoe.
Called
Roscoe. Roscoe was whirring around in his head. Lo and behold, didn't the bowel Roscoe ring Buddha bag in Manchester 2 weeks after it and take the patent and the copyright and the franchise for Buddha Bags Ireland.
Okay.
And within 4 months of that, they had opened a shop at the outside, just across the road, in a brand new development at the Morrison Hotel, where they had this beautiful studio, all stone wall, beautiful lighting, and selling hundreds of these amazing Buddha bags.
People will do anything for money, won't they?
So Roscoe, there was Roscoe with the copyright. So that was one thing, and he brought to Ireland, and they had a shop for years selling Buddha bags. And some people listening to the podcast might have a Buddha bag. I was in the Bull Stadium in Durban in South Africa on the Lions tour, and I saw
making
another TV show. Tommy, I travelled the world. Did I ever tell you I travelled the world?
No,
we were talking about that.
So I was in Manchester, Coronation Street, and then I'm in Durban.
Some things will never ever we'll I, never get
it was my
on
time
you.
To, it was just before the game we
and have you ever
points.
Been to Fingary County Tyrrell?
Richard Cooper, Richard Cook, myself, Jesus. Stephen Bradley, the director, Roscoe was there. There was about 8 or 9 of us there, and it was my turn to go for pints before the match, get a couple of the beers in. Went round to queue for the beers and I had to carry 8 on my own. Right,
yeah,
no cardboard, no plastics, no nothing to hold it in. And I was going, how am I going to do this? And what I saw in the stadium, in the Bull Stadium in Johannesburg, actually, I have never seen anything like it before. I was so taken by what I saw that I smuggled 8 of the plastic glasses, the way they fitted together, back to Ireland. And I went about trying to take the franchise for these cups, these holders in Ireland. Now, so when you go to the bar and I said, 8 pints, please. 1. two, three, four, five, six, 8 pints in front of me, and I carried the eight of them with two on my hands. How did I do that? So what they do over there is you have one, you hold it like this. It's a lovely pint, but on the stem, on where you're holding it, there's a hole, and the next one pops in there. And the next one pops in there, and the next one goes to the left.
You just want good, strong arms.
And then you have 4 pints, like a tower,
a tower drink,
all secure,
and it's a proper plastic, not like the ones we get.
Proper and logoed lines to her, blah blah blah. Wow. And I walk,
and
back.
You could call it eating and drinking.
And I walk back with the, and I will send you
a
photo. I will send you a photo, Tommy. I'll send you a photo on WhatsApp of these glasses. I walk back with 8 pints.
You have a picture of it?
4 pints in each hand, and I didn't spill a drop at the match. Sat in, lads, pint. It was...
And why didn't you bring it in here?
I also tried to buy the patent for the little yellow spiders that you wee on in the urinals. You know them ones?
Well, I don't go to urinals.
Do you know them ones?
They used to put
a little spider there, and you sort of do your.
And what did they do?
With my life, when you're having a wee, you try and hit it. So when you hit the spider, the wee stays in the urinal. That's another thing I was.
Yeah, but none of them.
That
are,
sounds like for children learning.
See, the difference between your.
That's no for Croke Park. Trust me, there's a lot of. Splatter,
my yonder idea splattage. Is original. You're just copying ideas you've seen from.
Have you been at a stadium buying 8 pints in the Aviva or Croke Park? Yeah, but have you gone? You need five.
I have
lads.
Come up with an original idea for people to. Have sexual encounters that don't involve infidelity.
Larita, you love your sporting functions. I'm going to show you how you can carry 8 pints. Could you imagine being in a nightclub or a late bar in Ballina and 8 pints back to the table with two hands? It's magnificent.
I mean, I probably just use a tray.
And I have them. I'm going to send you a photo of them because I have them out in the pool room, Tommy.
Thank you very much for listening, everybody. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. God bless and good luck.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.